Our next speaker is Michiel Lenaars, and he will be talking about NGI Zero, a treasure trove of tech awesome. Please welcome Michiel Lenaars.
So hi, folks. I'm very happy that you are going to spend your last hour on FOSDEM in a room with a guy talking about other people's stuff. So just to give a very short intro where I come from, I work for a small foundation called NLNet. NLNet dates back to the beginning of the internet in Europe. And basically what we try to do is fund people that make the internet a better place. And we do so always with open standards and open source and open hardware. So these are, just as reference, things we funded throughout the ages. But for us, it's important to continue to keep in our mind that the internet isn't finished. It's still quite a young technology. It's half a decade old, half a century old, but we are still rewriting its history every day. And I actually know since Snowden that we're in quite a problematic internet as well. And meanwhile, we've seen more than just whistleblowers, we've seen that actually the whole ecosystem as it has developed has become quite toxic. So Tim Berners-Lee, for instance, the guy who invented the web, says, we have demonstrated that the web had failed instead of served humanity. He says the web has become a large-scale emergent anti-human phenomenon. I mean, those are, if you know what an optimist that man is, then those are really, really strong words. And it's not just the people that made it and the people that that saw it from underneath, but it's actually also something that's politically gaining some traction. And this sparked something called the Next Generation Internet, and we've been involved with that actually from a very early start on. We helped write the vision for it, which we presented 2 years ago.